Very pleasing, Finn. I mean, we said coming into the game, if we could just get a victory, whether it was a point, 10 points, whatever, just get the 2 points on the board, and we got it. Like, we're not overly, you know, in the aftermath of the game, you're happy, but, you know, there were phases of the play that we were disappointed with and felt that we kind of let Limerick back into the game, I suppose, particularly with the penalty. We were five up. That penalty was a bit harsh, to be honest, as well, Finn. But they're a good side, well coached, good manager, Shane Dowling, very well coached by Liam Cronin. You know, this kind of give and go stuff, they're always on the overlap, and you're, you know.
A bit like the seniors, actually, weren't they?
And do you know what? It looks like, it looks like they're trying to create a template for these young fellas when they go into 20, that they're used to that senior model, and or they're used to that format of play when they get to senior, which is okay as well. Ours is probably a bit more traditional. We knew who their key men, and we just said we'd go mark them and put some of our good tight marking defenders on them, and thankfully it paid off. I think Liam Keller did another great job, and Cian Dennis O'Connor was excellent, and I'm starting to name check fellas now, which is dangerous. You know, they all did very, very well. They tried extremely hard. Even the lads that probably, you know, didn't get their 7 or 8 out of 10. We just wanted massive effort, Finn, and I think to a man they tried very, very hard and deservedly got the win in the end.
And I suppose, Shane, the crucial difference this week to last week, a very good start. I know there was a bit of a win there now, but we were 8 points at 2 up after Quavanagh and 3 at backs that scored at that stage.
Yeah, it's a huge tonic. I mean, we are targeting a certain number. We're trying to get plus 20, and we're trying to get as many forwards getting the scores on the board. But to get our two wing backs like Beecher and John Murphy, they were massive scores, take advantage of the wind advantage, say. So they settled us down, and that was probably important for them, because even though the mood has been very good in training since we've come back, you're always a bit tentative. We still lost last week, and you're worried that, you know, two losses on the bunks going out to Waterford for 2 weeks' time, and, you know, the mood will be low. So we just put it to the lads, you're well capable, just take them on, have plenty of faith in your ability. And thankfully, as you said, got a good start. They came back into the game, but I thought our fellas, again, even when they did come back into the game, Limerick, the same as last week, they showed good old spirit. Yeah. They start, you know, still ran at Limerick. That's probably our forte. When we run at defences, we're very, very good, and a great finish in the end from Adam Lee to give us the cushion.
You're talking about penalties. I thought that one was harsh, but I felt we should have got one. Then at the other end, no, as it turned out, it didn't matter. But cause like that can sometimes go against you.
Yeah, and it can be frustrating. But, you know, what was good, though, was we showed maturity. We didn't get too excited, I suppose, on the line and in play. And Mark O'Brien then stuck over some really good frees after. Peter Barrett was excellent inside. I thought that's where we showed good spirit. We didn't go moaning and groaning to linesmen or referees.
I like you, Shani.
I'm always on the official side. But I just thought, Finn, that was pleasing. With 5 minutes to go, when the game was in the melting pot, I just think there's a nice undercurrent or something here. There's a nice spirit there. We have a decent side. We try extremely hard. We take each game as it comes, and it'll give us good confidence now going into Waterford, Dungarvan and Waterford, in 2 weeks' time.
And actually, Limerick's penalty, that was their last score, which was Cork knuckled down, and you said the goal was very well worked.
Yeah, and like John was rating up to us, like that he felt that we needed to get some energy onto the field, because, you know, lads had tried extremely hard. I mean, especially when you're playing on the wings, because you're up and down that channel. And I thought all the substitutions again were decent, and that lads that came on made an impact. The same as last week, we got a couple of great scores last week from Jack O'Brien, who unfortunately couldn't make tonight. He has tonsillitis, so best wishes to Jack. But again, I thought the half, all the forwards that came on, you just contributed. They got stuck in. Cormac Dean was involved, Fionn Lardner was involved, Peter Barrett got some great scores, Conor Dunhu came on late in the game, but, you know, Dean Cosgrove brought a bit of energy around midfield. I thought they all contributed, and it is, you could see it last week, we did it again today. You empty your bench, we had the five subs on. I think Limerick probably did the same, but that's because the games are full on and you're asking an awful lot of the young fellas, and as I said, everyone 20 that played did really, really well. I thought
2 weeks to the war from matches, say it's away from home, that's irrelevant, but you know, you control your own destiny, which is important. Another win and you're still in the mix.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what, Finn? Even the away games, like going away last week, you're meeting an hour and a half earlier. Yeah. So again, you know, like today we had a kind of a more of a low-key approach, I suppose. We met a bit later. So we'll have that again now. We'll probably meet if it's a 7 o'clock game. You're meeting at 3:30. Lads are getting on buses and you're trying to do a bit of time management. And that's hard. That's why the away games for young fellas are so, so hard. So going down there with a bit of confidence now is good. You know, we'll have a good buzz in training, hopefully. We'll let them do a bit of recuperating over the weekend and go hard at it again maybe Sunday or next Monday night.